The Movies About Girls podcast proudly presents Hits from Hell, the bonus bi-weekly edition, your guide to the worst songs of all time as chosen by the cast and listeners of the Movies About Girls podcast. And now, here he is, straight from the abyss, the best worst DJ to ever ruin a party, the great and terrible Mike Fisher.
Fucking music already. Enough with my fucking mouth. I need to get the fuck out of here. Because like I told you before, guess what? It's fucking hot in hell. Ain't shit changed since I've been here last. All right, so let's get to the music. Or what some people call music, we call shit. So, the first song comes from Coven. The song is Burn the Cross. Now, as we like to do every time, we give you video highlights that were posted by you of the video. So, video highlights of this song is that it's not actually a video, which is actually the definition of a hit from hell. Because you gotta fucking sit there and fucking stare at a motherfucking album cover for the whole length of the song. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to be the case. That is fucked up. Now, listen at minute 2:58 for the funk breakdown. That is awesome. Now, here we go. It's the Coven. Versus Coven. With Burn the Cross! Rock on! Loud that the singer has to scream but he still never reaches the decibel level of the guitar. So you can't understand a fucking word he's saying or a fucking lick the guitar is playing. They cancel each other out. Now, that's fucked up. Now, since I couldn't find any information on these guys, I'm going to tell you that a coven, in terms, is a formal group or assembly of 13 witches. Now, I don't think there were 13 people in that band, so technically they couldn't call themselves a coven. The whole thing, it just seems fishy to me. Other than the fact that fucking the whole album that I got to play fucking smells like dead fish. I don't even know where the fuck they found that shit at. That's fucking gross. I mean, there's a lake down around the corner from the studio. But that was fucking gross smelling. Oh, fuck. I don't even be able to get the smell out of this fucking shit. Somebody fucking rolled out a window in here. It's fucking hot and it smells like dead fish. Fuck. We're only into song number two. Let's keep it moving. The next song is our old buddy Jerry and his posse the Holograms from 1979. That is actually the name of this song, Jerry and the Holograms. Done by Jerry and the Holograms. Jerry's actually one guy. According to the song, he actually made 16 holograms of himself. The video has an intro by Frank Zappa praising Jerry and the Holograms. Now, that's pretty awesome. Jerry actually transforms in 2 minutes in. And then a weird painted Kenny figure dances around on the thing, and it's very weird. That's like, what the fuck? And then if you just keep watching, because shit is fucked up. And then, most of the holograms, they have no pelvis. How can they function without a fucking pelvis? That's fucked up, man. Come on, dude, for real. So then, at about 4 minutes into the video, they rock out Sun Records. And then there's a crazy dance routine. That's all. It's fucking crazy shit going on in that video. So, here is the official Movies About Girls' new favorite song, Jerry in the Holograms!
Yeah. Go, Manchester's pride, Jerry and the Holograms.
Man, seriously? Hello? Can I get a fucking air freshener in here that doesn't fucking smell like a rotting corpse or dead fish? I'm trying to get the smell of dead fish out of here. Can I get not an air freshener that doesn't already smell like dead fish? Okay, and we're back. Hey, all right, Jerry of the Holograms from 1979. That's a good year, I'm just saying. So, Jerry released 2 7-inch albums. One was called Meet the Dissidents. The other, The Emperor's New Music. Both contained 2 songs. So that's a total. Jerry recorded 4 fucking songs. We couldn't find the other 3. They're somewhere down buried in the fucking bowels of hell. We're going to try and dig those up, and we'll play them on later on in a different episode from Hits from Hell. Because Jerry is the new favorite of Hits from Hell. He is down here somewhere. We just got to find the fucker and drag him out by his kneecaps, hopefully. That's good times. Next up on the list is Jason Donovan and Daryl Cotton with their remake of We Built This City in 1978. Or wait, that's 1987. For all of those of you that are dyslexic in the crowd, this song was recorded in 1978. But those of you that are not, it's 1987. The video features 80s mullets. White men overbite dancing. Ha ha. It even existed in the 80s. 2 minutes and 50 seconds into the video, production guy's arm shows up. It's like a floating arm on the right side of the screen. It's fucking crazy. And then watching the video leaves you to wonder why there's only one guitar guy playing, and it's like, where's the rest of the instruments coming from? They can't all be coming from that one guitar. I'm just saying, now that's fucked up. I fucking swear it. You come down here and it fucking feels like you smoked 5 million packs of cigarettes. It's fucking shit. damn it! Hey, it's Jason Donovan and Daryl Cotton singing We Built This City from 1987!
We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the line. Marconi plays a mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city.
Somebody, and obviously now it's rotating around the internet, fucking people's lives up. That's the rumor. That's the rumor that I heard. I don't know. You might not want to spread that around too much. I'm just saying. The next song that we have on our rotation is Are You Nuts? There is actually no real music. It's just mostly some kind of poetry slam with lingerie and some crazy lady in a shiny spacesuit. That was kind of weird. I didn't know what was going on there. I was distracted by the shiny whatever she had on. About 2 minutes in, there's a fake girl fight that actually kind of looks real, so take that with you, whatever you will. Take that for what, you know, I'm just saying. It's good times. Good. Hey, you can't go wrong with the girl fight. Although, you can if they're singing a horrible fucking song. Are you nuts?
Back.
Rock out!
Why do you think you are nuts? Why do you think you are nuts? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Have you lost your gut? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Eating cigarette butts? Why do you think you are nuts? Why do you think you are nuts? Does your father beat you? And your mother mistreat you? And all your friends hate your guts? And you sit down to cry? And you're wondering why. And you say to yourself, am I nuts? You've lost your job. People call you a slob. And you mortgaged your house to pay me. I'll keep you from the truth that you squandered your youth. By the time you're well, you'll be 80. But then it doesn't matter. You'll sit in idle chatter with roaches that crawl up the wall, you little booger. You're old and you're poor, and you live in a sewer. If you feel bad now, give me a call. Why do you think you are not? Why do you think you are nuts? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Have you lost your gut? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Eating cigarette butts? Why do you think you are nuts? Why do you think you are nuts? Are you cracker? Are you cracker? Are you wacko? Are you wacko? Are you cracker? Are you cracker? Are you insane? Ah! Why do you think you are nuts? Why do you think you are nuts? Are you cracker? Are you cracker? Are you wacko? Are you wacko? Are you cracker? Are you cracker? Are you insane? Crazy. They're after me. They're never gonna get me. They're never gonna get me. They're never gonna get me! No! You get away from me! No! Stop it! You can't! No! Get this away from me! No! Take it! I won't! No! Stop it! No! No! Why do you think you are nuts? Why do you think you are nuts? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Have you lost your gut? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Eating cigarette butts? Why do you think you are nuts? Why do you think you are nuts? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? Have you lost your gut? You nuts? Are you nuts? Eating cigarette butts? Why do you think?
Are you nuts?
Why do you think you are nuts?
Interesting. And thank you. We'll use that in the Movies About Girls poetry slam. Thank you. That was actually Penny Pierce, and the actual real name of the song was The Shrink. It was all very confusing. The next song that we have for y'all is a famous guy by the name of Tiny Tim. One who is can aspire to be like him if they want to play the ukulele. This is the ultimate ukulele player besides the Elephant Man, of course. This is Tiny Tim. In the video, I think it's like he's promoting his children's record. It's called, I lost my notes. Somebody fucking burned my note. Oh, it's fucking in it. Oh. Anyway, in the video, it's a psychedelic before psychedelics even were psychedelic. So it's fucking trippy. But I guess it's not that, because it was in 1969, so I guess it's not. But it's like psychedelic black and white, so it's not really that psychedelic. All the children that were actually listening to the song were eating LSD lollipops, which was actually legal back then, if you didn't know. So, here it is, Tiny Tim with The Other Side from 1969.
One eye is brown, the other eye is brown. I am a fish, I swim around. You say I'm lost, I disagree. The map has changed, and with it, me. Gliding through the seaweed, what strange things I see below. Cars are waiting, windshields wiping, nowhere left to go. Oh, the ice caps are melting. Oh, 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 the world is drowning. Oh, 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 the ice caps are melting. The tide is rushing in. All the world is drowning to wash away the sin.
The seagull flies in search of land. The children hide beneath the sand, while floating toys come crashing down. I play the fish, I swim around. Gliding through the seaweed, what strange things I see below. Cars are waiting, windshields wiping, nowhere left to go. By your TV set. Doesn't matter where you are. I want you to think about those ice caps, how they're melting, how they're coming down, how all the cities are sinking in the sea. And I want you to sing about those ice caps on the next chorus, because we're all going to have a swimming time, because the ice caps are melting. The ice caps are melting.
Noting that I found my notes, and the song was actually found on his album For All My Little Friends. I'm just saying. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but that's the name of the song. Or that's the name of the album that was on the song that was about some fucking icebergs melting. And it'll be a side note to the video is that I looked it up, and actually all the children that were in that video actually now work for Al Gore and his environmental green campaign to save the planet. Because they were so frightened that their mommies and daddies were going to get eaten alive by icebergs. They joined Al Gore when he was actually like 15. So they're working together anyway. The next song on our Hits from Hell, the Countdown podcast bonus episode number 3, our show, what the fuck is this? Who? Don't you hate when you fucking don't have any fucking help? And like, the people that are like, yeah, I'll fucking help you, and they're all like, fuck you, I'm not going to fucking hell. You're fucking crazy because you're in hell. And I'm all like, what the fuck, dude? It's Hits from Hell. You gotta be there to understand where this music's coming from, because this shit ain't from Earth or like some kind of unnatural realm. It's fucking hell, man. I'm just saying. The next song is Hateful Snake. Are you ready? Highlights from the video include an awesome bus and an awesome yellow car. That's about it. The other unawesome things are not cool half shirts, mullets, fake fighting, fake leather, and also fake singing, dancing, playing music, and all kinds of other shit. So, without further ado, here is Hateful Snake with Are You Ready from 1983!
Bye.
I guess we have Canada to thank for that totally crap song, Hateful Snake, Are You Ready? At the end of the video, you can actually hear the producer counting down till the end of the segment because she couldn't turn the shit off fast enough. The 30-second countdown. Not to be confused with the song The Final Countdown, which is actually awesome song from hell. That's a whole nother area of hell that I'm actually not allowed to go into. There's a whole nother section on the other side of hell. There's like a fucking gate and shit, and you can go over there, and there's like, it's like awesome songs that are from hell that were, I'm just, it's saying, it's totally fuck, it's awesome. You need to, if you come down here, you go over, you're not allowed to go in because it's fucking hell, so you're not allowed to actually go in and look. It's just like you look from the outside and you're all like, hey, what's going on in there? And there's like fucking, they're playing music and shit in there, and it's like, wow, that's awesome. But I think it's like, it's not, it's just, anyway, that's probably not even relevant to the. All right, it's Ravel. We're back on track. Do the Freddy song is actually sung by a girl, which is very confusing because Freddy is not a girl, and he likes to chop up girls, so I don't understand the connection between any of this. And then the video is actually an animated GIF that only lasts for 45 seconds. And the fucking song repeats three times for added torture. If you watch the entire video, we were only going to play it once. I promise. Because it's too much fucking torture to listen to it three times. I swear, I won't play it three times. I listened to it three times to make sure that the fucking thing was the same fucking thing every time. And I guarantee that it is. And it's just as fucked up. And by the end of the fucking song, you want to slit your wrists and come down here and be like, thank you, I didn't understand why I had to listen to it. It's just to fucking drive you nuts. So if you watch the video online, just watch the first 45 seconds with some fucking shithead jumping up. Anyway,
I'm
here is the song To the Freddy!
The happy feet dancing to the beat of the Freddy. Put a guy in front, make a line in back, then you're ready. Pick your feet up, swing your arms up to move your head both ways like you see him do. Then jump, repeat to the swinging beat of the Freddy.
Let's do the Freddy, everybody! All right! Rock on, bitches! Rock on! We are coming to the end of the countdown for this week! Do the Freddy was actually, I think that's actually considered synth rock! Synth rock! Not to be confused with Anthrax or synthetic castor oil number 5, which is Hits from Hell is actually sponsored by Castrol Synthetic number 5, because number 6 is just too many, and number 4, there's just not enough synthetics in it. So just pick it up today. So then, our next song is, there's a lot going on in this song, which is why it's the number one song for this week. We have dubbed it the number one song for this week as the worst song for the Hits from Hell show. Number 3 is Christian Side Hug from 2009. Rock on! Now, we're going to go through this video highlights here. This is awesome. Look, you're going to listen to this video. You're going to listen to this fucking thing. And you're going to be like, that's hilarious. And then you're going to watch the video, and you're going to be like, that's even more hilarious. And then you're going to listen to the thing again, and you're going to be like, that's fucking shit. What kind of message are they trying to tell my children about not hugging people front ways? Do you get people pregnant when you hug them front ways? I don't understand why you wouldn't hug somebody front ways. Is that the two dudes get themselves pregnant if I hug another dude front ways? That's totally confusing to me. But that, essentially, is why it's the number one song for this week. Highlights from the video include Rough Riders, Only Side Hug. That's what they said. I don't even know what that means. It's kind of like, why wouldn't they? Rough Riders, I think, would actually hug from the backside. And I think you know where I'm going with that. That's not confusing. It's pretty straightforward. And the whole thing, the video is not well choreographed at all. None of them are dancing the same. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on. I don't even think they really even know their lines. They're just kind of dancing around and shit. It fucking stinks like dead fish in this fucking shithole, too. God. We're, you can listen to the song, and it says that there's a line that says, we are going global, and then you can take your own with that, and then it says what, and then it's obviously, they're going global with relevant political messages about lots of shit that doesn't really matter to Christian Side Hugs. The video also features a very diverse group of singers, but you notice that they have two brothers in the back behind them, but they don't sing, because if they did, it would lower their street cred, and then I don't think they want to really be a part of this. Because actually at the end, they front hug, and I think the other one gets the other one pregnant. If you watch, I'm just saying, it's fucked up. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This video is fucked up. But you can take a listen to the song for yourself, and you will understand the Christian Side Hug. Number one song of the week on Hits from Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Side hug, that Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider, filled up with Christ's love. Give me that Christian side hug, that Christian side hug. We be side hugging every day and night. It's how we do, boo. This ain't no club, so don't be hating on me when I show no love. We living holy, it ain't no thing. So put your hands in the air and let that shoulder hang. I'm going global, cause you don't know me. I'm buying babies like Angelina Jolie. So quit that hugging and slow down, mama. And hit my fist like President Obama. Now, Democratic shift in the Congress.
Repo!
Democratic shift in the Congress.
Repo!
Democratic shift in the Congress.
Repo!
Oh, give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider. Filled up with Christ love. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider. Filled up with Christ love. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug.
I'm a married man. You know I can't hold hands. Front hug all day long with no other demands. But I ask for all of you until you say I do. No front hug in or PDA or your EG time is through. But some of y'all are slick, try to pull this trick. Your hug starts inside but soon it turns legit. So if you end up here, then go ahead and scream it. When I hug people, I leave room for the Holy Spirit. If a girl walks up with her arms spread wide and she's front hug bound without looking her eyes, you better turn to the side, pat her on the back.
Jesus never hugs.
Body like that, screaming.
Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider, filled up with Christ love. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. I'm a rough rider, filled up with Christ love. Give me that Christian side hug.
No, I will not side hug you. You need, look, I'm trying to fucking, look, I'll be done in like 5 minutes. If you just fucking leave me, no. There's no fucking, no side hug. Okay.
Are we back? Is that over?
Christian side hugs, alright! From 2009, that song was written in 2009. By Ryan Pan, I think that's his name, for the Encounter Generation Evangelical Youth Conference. The song was to point out that attendees would be sent home if they were seen, in quotes, front hugging, end quotes. That's what it says, man. I'm just reading it. I don't write this shit. I just read it. Now, also, a definition of a side hug is defined by a non-sexual greeting where one hugs, one hangs their arm over the shoulder of the person beside them. That is the definition of a Christian side hug, which is very awkward to me. And there's no enjoyment in that at all. I mean, you could do the front hug and, like, stick your butt out and do, the pat your back thing. I mean, I thought that was acceptable. I guess that's not acceptable anymore. You get people pregnant that way, I think. I mean, that must be the case. Or else, I don't know. This crazy times, man. I think it was that. I mean, it had to. I'm pretty sure I know that came from that fucking lake. Where that fucking fish was, it wasn't that up. That fucking, God, it fucking stinks like fish in here. Look, I'm going to wrap this shit up. I'm going to smell like fish for a fucking week. This fucking shit, God. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. All right, it's the end of another show. A special shout out, thank you, goes to all our contributors for this week. So thank you to Wormbase, Android Virus, Cindy T, Raven 32, Creepy Crawly, Short Stack Seamus, and Roel. Roel, I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't know how the fuck how the fuck are you supposed to pronounce that? R-O-E-L? Roll? Is that like a, like you're on a cinnamon roll? It's some kind of, I don't know what that is. Anyway, and a special apology goes out to Gorgor Girl because I went to download the video that you had posted, but it did not. It was totally taken off YouTube. So that's totally YouTube's fault. They are fuckers. I'm just saying. So, thank you, everybody. Hits from Hell, show number 3. You can visit us at moviesaboutgirls.com. You can listen to Movies About Girls, the podcast, for more Hits from Hell every week. They play that. They play Fuck Up the Podcast, the best top 5, bottom 5. They play all kinds of shit on there. Plus, they have Movies About Girls reviews and Girls About Movies reviews and comics reviews and fucking crazy ass news of the. They get to do their show every week because they don't have to fucking deal with the dead fish smell and it fucking being hot as shit in their studio. I'm just saying, fucking. I'm gonna have to bring air conditioner down here next time, you fucks. So, you can email this show, or you can email that show at moviesaboutgirls@gmail.com. I would like to also give a shout-out to all the listeners on Podcast Alley hooking us up and making us in the top 10 for 2 weeks in a row. All right! Top 10 on Podcast Alley! Rocking it out in the free world, motherfuckers! Woo! That is fucking amazing. You know what else is amazing? That this is the end of the show. I am the Streaker. This has been Hits from Hell. You go to killerreviews.com/moviesaboutgirls, the forum. Go to Hits from Hell, the podcast thingy where you put in your shit. Go there and submit your own video, song, whatever you want to submit. I will play it on this show live for love number 4. We need more content, everybody, because there are so many fucking bad songs down here. We need people to pull them out from hell. Look, they're all on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and fucking type in bad song, and you will come up with 5,003,286 YouTube videos about bad songs. Go to the Killer Abuse Forum, post it there. And it is all good, motherfuckers. So I am the Streaker, and I am out for another show. 2 weeks, we will be back with episode number 4. Oh, yeah. MoviesAboutGirls.com. And I'm out. Thank you. And good night. Ah!
Yeah. Wait. Pull one out.
The dart, man. Got a fucking dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
No, I will not. I will not side hug you. Look, I'm trying to fucking. Look, I'll be done in like 5 minutes.
Okay, girlies, it's hot out here, and I'm really sick of looking at all of you. So let's get out of here.